Costis, Nordyne, Fuqua Building Systems, AP Green. The shutdown of all these plants signaled the loss of hundreds of jobs in Missouri. But imagine if it was just one powerhouse plant that really defined a city known for its innovation and production.
Dayton, Ohio has a big legacy of invention, from the car starter to the stepladder to the pop-top can to the cash register being invented here.
What about the airplane? Did you mention the airplane?
I did not mention the airplane.
Now imagine that plant closes.
How does a city of inventors reinvent itself, you know, in this new time?
Hi, I'm Julia Reichert.
Hi, I'm Steve Bognar.
And we're from Dayton, Ohio, so we are also Midwesterners.
Reichert and Bognar are documentary filmmakers. You might know them from their 2006 Emmy Award-winning documentary, A Lion in the House. One of their most recent documentaries, though, was The Last Truck. The film follows the shutdown of the General Motors plant in Dayton, Ohio, and the workers who were affected. It was that film that inspired them to take documentary to a whole different medium, the web.
The idea was kind of with us ever since we began meeting auto workers and realizing that their lives were all thousands of them, were all going to have to change.
Reichert and Bognar teamed up with their local public radio station, WYSO, and mapped out the mission of the Reinvention Project. Reinvention Stories is an experiment in bringing real-life documentary stories into the potential of an interactive environment. This includes short movies, photographs, and audio storytelling. You can sit back and let the majority of it autoplay for you, or you can choose your own adventure by just clicking around.
To my mind, it's kind of experimental. Like, I don't know of anything else like it, so it's hard to make a reference.
The site is a little different. Here's how it works. A short movie pops up when you access the site. You're introduced to a handful of characters in the context of their stories.
My name is Holly Todd.
I'm LaToya Coleman.
My name is Mitchell Wood.
Carol A. Coffey.
Some of them have been laid off. Some are starting new businesses. Some are dealing with family loss. But all of them are at a point in their life where they're reinventing themselves.
You know, people starting their lives over, either because they needed to, they had to, or because they decided to.
Reichert and Bognar found dozens of stories like this just by walking around the streets of Dayton and saying hello.
And that's how we found people. It was really just on the sidewalks.
Each story presents a possible emotional connection for the audience, thanks to the diverse voices Reichert and Bognar found. The entire piece is arranged in three acts, where each person in the project tells their story by answering three questions.
Who was I? What happened? Who am I trying to become? These people are not like, you know, civic leaders or corporate titans or anything. We all have stories to tell. Some of us have gone through very hard times. Just as we kind of trusted to fate to come upon stories randomly on the streets of our town, we also know that there's hundreds we didn't get to hear.
Ultimately, Reichert and Bognar want these stories to be relatable to any listener. Dayton really is an example of hundreds of communities across the U.S. dealing with a slowly recovering economy and a chance to decide what it wants to be now.
Even if things kind of crash for you or fall apart, you know, you can go at it again, you can try again, you can reach out for help, and you can restart your life. I think that's a lot what's going on in the country.
You know, we are believers in the power of story. For as long as people could tell stories, stories have helped us understand the world, help us understand like what we can get through, you know, how people get through hard times. And these stories are like that. These stories are hopefully roadmaps to help people get through hard times.
The Reinvention Stories Project can be found at reinventionstories.org. There is a heap of other components on the site I didn't get to in my story. Check it out. I'm Christopher Husted for KBIA News.